Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sings the national anthem as his nation's flag is hoisted in the liberated city of Kherson. He came to the city to encourage a population that he said had suffered war crimes during 8 months of Russian occupation.
I'm happy we are in Kherson. We are not preparing the reaction of the people. People waited for Ukrainian army, for our soldiers, for all of us. You see our strong army. We are step by step coming to our country, to all the temporary occupied territories. This war to the best heroes of our country. But for us, it's very understandable. We don't believe Russia, yes, and they are tricking with all the world. That's why we are moving forward. We're ready for peace, but our peace for our country.
President Zelensky earlier noticed that the bodies of civilians and military personnel were being found in the region, reflecting atrocities discovered elsewhere in the country. Zelensky claimed that Ukrainian investigators had already documented more than 400 potential Russian war crimes in parts of the Kherson region that Ukrainian forces have retaken. His visit came while the director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, William J. Burns, met with his Russian counterpart in Turkey to warn Russia against using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The National Security Council said Burns' meeting in Ankara was not in any way meant to negotiate or discuss any settlement of the war in Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden has publicly insisted that Ukraine, not the United States, will dictate if and when negotiations commence to end the war. However, there have been reports that U.S. officials have privately warned Kiev of Ukraine fatigue among allies who face rising food and energy prices linked to the war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.